Yep. Open house sounds, well, dull, but I assure you, it was a gala event. It was an evening full of flowers, food, and magical music. Our front yard and porch, thanks to the effort of friends, looked like a swanky Paris cafe. Peonies filled the atmosphere inside and out like a summer festival. And the food, think food fair on steroids. It was a luscious array of goodies you'd expect at the Queen's Tea. And the music was, well, heavenly. A musician played an instrument called a Chapman stick. If you haven't heard one, you should. It's as if a violin, guitar, and piano blended their voices to fill a room with a warm and glorious sound. Oh, did I mention it was 104 degrees the day of our party? Well, it was. I noted that fact when the large frosting flower slid off the wedding cake and splatted on the buffet. To cool down our guests so they too didn't splat, we strategically positioned fruited ice water, sweet tea, raspberry lemonade, and sodas on the front porch. Comedians Anita Renfro and Ken Davis refreshed us with their style of entertainment. Anita's revision of our wedding vows left us in need of oxygen as tears of laughter poured down our faces and splashed on our ankles. Over 100 moist guests filed through the front door to wish us well. What a celebration! We shall carry it in our memories always, we hope. Les and I are so glad we both found a yes inside of ourselves for the gala event, and especially yes to each other on our wedding day. Another huge yes in my life was when my heart opened to having God's truth as my guiding counsel. For years, I was stuck in an emotional whirlpool, and it wasn't until I was being sucked under by a wave of desperation that my cry for help changed. Instead of expecting God to fix me, I told him I would do whatever he asked of me. From that time forward, my life changed as I stopped talking about what I believed and began living it. It was as if yes unlocked a door within me, and I began a purpose study of God's word and how we walk in it. The first thing that I did was get out of bed, get dressed, and start functioning in my home.